What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
This week, we are traveling all the way to Japan to discuss our first ever. First ever? Yeah, we didn't do audition on this one, did we? Brooke?
I
We
think we
did.
did. Yeah.
Yeah, we did
Did we?
audition. Yeah.
Our second ever Takashi Miike movie. And we're finally doing Ichi the Killer. We are not alone, though, to talk about this movie. We are joined by our lovely friends, Miriam and Tawny from Two Chicks and a Horror Flick.
Yay.
How are you
Hi.
guys?
We weren't sure. That was a long pause. I wasn't sure
Mark
what was.
likes to be dramatic.
It's been a while since we've had a guest. I almost forgot how to do it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's how we are too. Like, if it takes us too long to do something, we're like, I don't remember.
Yeah, literally, I texted Mark before. I was like, is this our first guest this season? And he's like, yep. I was like, damn.
Wow,
I think this is our,
honored.
I think you guys were our
Yeah.
last guest. Yeah, I think it was Stop Motion. I think that was our last guest
Oh,
spot.
yeah,
That's
I
cool. Think
wow.
you're
We're
right.
very honored. Very honored. Love to be back. Yes.
Love to have you back. But I think this is the first time watch for all of us. Well, all of us
Not
except Brooke.
for me. Yeah.
You watched it a few years back.
I just want to let the listeners know that we did not pick this movie, okay?
Well,
Well, wait a second, because I was ready for this. I gave two options, and Tawny agreed with those two options, and then Mark said, let's do Ichi then. So
So it was kind of
together.
like a 50-50 split.
Yeah. Yes, it was a together pick. This is on all of us. Except Brooke, I guess. He wasn't a part of the decision.
Well, I texted Brooke and I was just like, they gave Ichi as one of the options. I said, I think we should just fucking roll with that.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah. I mean, I
Okay,
feel
so
like you can't do Asian movies without doing at least one Takashi.
yeah. And I think both you guys love Audition, so you're excited to watch this movie, I assume,
I
right?
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miriam, you were
He was.
so excited. You're like, oh my God, it's the same director that did Audition. And I was like, I don't
Yeah.
think you're going to be so excited after
No. Yeah, I was excited originally. Yeah.
very different movie.
Yeah.
I can say that.
It's
Yeah, I was
traumatizing.
thinking
Audition is tame in
Yeah.
comparison to this.
Which is very
Yes.
weird because Audition was pretty hefty.
Yeah.
But I feel like he went like a totally different route. Like Audition is more like women empowerment, I think. And this one is just absolutely woman degradation.
Yeah. Yeah. It was relentless.
Yeah.
When I stopped, when it was over, we went about the evening. I was helping cook dinner, and I looked at my husband and I said, you know, I feel like all the joy has been sucked out of my life in this very moment. And he goes, he saw the he wasn't watching it, but he was sitting there by me doing his own thing, and he's like, I understand
My
that.
wife came out and I was sitting on the couch watching it, and it was the one scene where the one guy's got like all the spikes coming out of his face. And she goes, why do you watch such fucked up shit? And I was just like, ah, it's for the podcast.
It's for the podcast, yeah, right?
Don't have
Yeah,
a choice.
I said to him, this makes me never want to watch horror again because I'm going to, but I'm just saying, because I might come across something like this again and have to sit through it for the
Wow.
podcast,
Yeah, for the podcast.
right?
Yeah, this is one of those movies that I've always heard of, and I'm not a big body horror guy. Like, I just, it creeps me out. And then finally, like 3 years ago, I was like, okay, I'm gonna finally watch it. Watched it, I think right after, just cleared my mind, because I remember a couple parts from it, but definitely, yeah, it's a movie for sure.
Did you block most of it out?
Yeah, I did.
Repressed?
Yeah.
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 But yeah, we're gonna do things a little bit differently. We're gonna skip our like movie news and the 4K release this week. But I guess we can keep up with the everybody drinking tonight. Have you watched anything noting? Anything like that? So I guess, Tawny, what are you drinking tonight?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll take this second. Mark, you're kind of cutting out for me. Is that true
Am I?
for me too?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you sound good. It's like you get quiet and then.
Yeah.
I sometimes get a mumble mouth. It might just be
Okay.
that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was the internet or something. I am drinking water.
Nice.
And I showed
Nice.
Miriam this already, but I got a new water bottle and so I put new stickers on it
Love
and
it.
I think I got this little, my nurse from you, Mark, when you sent me
Oh, nice.
I put it up here somewhere, the pyramid head
And there it
picture. I
is.
think that came with it. And so I finally got a chance to use it. I'm very
That's really
excited.
cool.
That's awesome.
What about you, Miriam? What are you drinking?
I am also drinking water just
Water.
because I'm at the hotel and the little bar down there wasn't open. So I grabbed a big smart water instead. So.
Nice
Nice.
big fancy hotel room, and the bar's not even open.
I know it might be open now, but
Brooke?
So I have a bunch of like mints growing in my garden that I just can't get rid of. So I decided to pull a bunch and I made a mint julep.
Ooh,
Ooh,
good.
yeah.
Oh, who are
Oh,
you,
so
sir?
fancy.
I know.
Who is
Mint?
he?
Geez,
That makes me want to room service some
Yeah.
cocktails.
Oh, I bet you could.
For sure.
I heard mint like grows like wildfire though.
Oh,
Cannot stop it once it gets going.
it's crazy. Like I tried pulling it out, just keeps growing back, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Least your yard smells good.
Yeah, and it keeps the bugs away because they hate it, so
True.
that's nice.
Yeah, that's real nice.
What
Mark,
about
what are you
you?
drinking?
I am drinking a vodka and water tonight.
Okay,
I'm doing
okay.
this. Sarah's got me on this kick to it's called like a metabolic reset. So it's basically like a carnivore diet mixed with a keto diet. So there's can't have any fat. It's only like meat, cheese, and eggs and stuff like that. And it's supposed to like get rid of all your visceral fat and just do like a complete metabolic cleanse sort of thing. So vodka is about the only alcohol that I can drink, and I can't mix it with anything good. So it's just water.
No olive juice?
I never thought of that.
Martini.
True.
Some good shit right there.
Good idea. I'm gonna go buy some olives.
Get rid of that water.
There is some lemon in it, so it's not so
Is it just, I mean, what, why just vodka? Or can you drink other types of liquor?
There's no carbs or sugar in vodka.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of what the thing is like. You can't have any carbs. I can drink and eat milk products that are like full fat because there's no sugar in it or very little sugar in it. Yeah,
Interesting.
it's gonna be a boring month.
How long have you been on it?
Today.
Oh, just today. Okay.
Just started it
You got
today. Yeah.
this. You got
Yeah,
this.
thank
I was
you.
gonna say, how does it
Yeah.
feel? Probably pretty okay since it's day one.
Not terrible yet.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. We've had a slew of horror movies come out this year. So I was gonna ask you guys, what has been your favorite 2025 horror?
Bring her back for
Still
sure,
need
for me.
to watch that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We saw Bring Her Back. I'm trying to think. Yeah, my weapons, I would say. Yeah, I would say Bring Her Back. I also really need fun, but
You guys have watched Weapons?
yeah, we just
Both of you?
recorded this past weekend.
Oh,
Oh,
okay,
nice.
nice.
Yeah.
That is one I definitely want to watch too. I've heard it's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Can't wait to
also
hear what you
great.
guys think about it. Yeah.
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 Brooke, I don't know if
What about
we've
you
talked
guys?
about that.
Yeah.
So having a 1-year-old, it's insanely hard to go to the movie theater. So I don't go to the movies anymore. I just wait for it to come on, rent it or whatever. So I haven't watched a lot of the newer ones, but my favorite so far is Sinners. Sinners is by far my favorite. Predator Killer of Killers is right behind it.
Oh yeah, that was great.
And Weapons, I am trying desperately to get out of the house to go see it because I love Barbarian, and I'm just excited for Zach Cregger and what he's doing next. He's doing Resident Evil, I heard as well. So that's sick, yeah.
I've only watched 25 movies that have come out this year, so ooh, it's kind of small. But right now my
No,
you've seen 25
new
20
movies?
25 movies?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Not just
We
horror
literally
movies though.
listed all the ones we've seen. Oh,
Like just like as a whole, 2025 movies.
still, I don't know if I've seen that many.
My highest rated horror movie right now, without seeing Weapons or Bring Her Back, is Companion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Me too.
I
That was also
loved that
great.
movie.
Yeah.
I thought she did
That
such a great job.
was. You're right. It's already August. I'm
Yeah,
sure there's lots of things I'm forgetting.
because I think that was like a February or January release, I think, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
that's an early. But I've liked some pretty obscure horror movies this year, like The Rule of Jenny Penn. Fucking, I loved that movie so much.
That's insane that you loved that movie so much.
I thought John Lithgow was so good.
Oh my God, that move.
And then The Monkey, I really enjoyed, but Brooke, I know you hate it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
so I watched two movies this week, both 25 movies. One movie I absolutely hated, one movie I absolutely loved. The Monkey I hated. I could not stand it. I thought it was just terrible. And the other one may be kind of funny, but I watched K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, I've
I've heard
heard
it's
this is
good.
great.
And
My
I'm
kids
not,
love that.
yeah, and like I don't listen to K-pop, but this movie rocks, and the songs are so catchy, really good.
Yeah.
It's by the same studio that did like Mitchells and the Machines,
Okay.
and then a couple other ones, but really liked it.
I've walked in when the kids were watching. And when I say kids, I mean my kids are adults. So I'm not like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
my 5-year-olds love that. They're in their 20s. But yeah, the graphics look really beautiful and the kids are playing the soundtrack constantly. My
Yeah, I've had a lot
daughter,
of people tell me it's great.
yeah, my daughter is begging for an axolotl. No, we're probably gonna get her one.
So is
And
my
she wants
son.
to name it. There's three names she wanted. I forgot one of them was Rumi, but I forgot the others, and they were all from this K-pop Demon Hunter show.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, my oldest is obsessed with Axolotl.
Yeah.
It's such a.
I mean, when she showed me the pictures and we looked at it, we're like, dude, that's pretty damn cute. I want
They
one of those in my house.
are. All right, cool. I don't know. Do you guys want to just start talking about this movie then?
Let's try, yeah.
All right,
Feel like
let's
there's
do
a lot
it.
to unpack here.
Ah, yeah.
Definitely.
All right, like we said earlier, we are talking about Ichi the Killer from 2001, starting off with the synopsis. As sadomasochistic Yakuza enforcer Kakihara searches for his missing boss, he comes across Ichi, a repressed and psychotic killer who may be able to inflict levels of pain that Kakihara has only. So, Kakihara is a sadomasochist. A what is it? A sadist? He likes
Yeah.
inflicting pain on people. Is that how that goes?
I don't know. Actually, this is a question I had about it. I wonder if.
Brooke, I really liked how you said it. Because you're like, oh, this is a love story. Like, we got one guy that loves being in pain and one guy who loves it. It's a really cool contrast in a weird way, I guess.
Guess I
But.
just didn't get the impression that Ichi loved inflicting pain. Like felt very much like he was like forced.
I think he liked seeing. Maybe he didn't
Yeah.
like being the one that inflicted it, but like that
Gotcha. But he
opening
said
scene.
comments though. But he said comments about okay, minus when people were talking about how if he was watching people have pain inflicted on them, there would be buckets of blurred out cum everywhere. So there's that. But he had said something like You remember when the girl was like, "Oh, I want to be cut up in little pieces and stuff like that," and he was like really getting excited about that. So it felt like he would, I thought, and I could be totally wrong, that he didn't like being used as a weapon to kill people, but he did want to have find someone where he could beat them up or inflict
I
pain on
see.
them.
Okay. That's a good distinction.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I think you're right, because that's what I'm thinking of is when he's like, I don't want to kill people anymore, you know?
You want someone that wants. We'd already talked about it, but this was directed by Takashi Miike, who did Audition, 13 Assassins, and which I remember being like, for a cast, we have Tadanobu Asano, who played Kakihara. Brooke, you pointed out that he was a big runner in Ichigo Shogun.
Yes. I don't know if either of you watched Shogun on FX. I think it's down in the States, but amazing show. And seeing him as Kakihara just blew my mind. I was like, that's hilarious.
We have Nao Omori, who played Ichi. Shinya Tsukamoto played Gigi, and he is actually the director of fuck, what's that movie? The metal man there.
Tetsuo?
Yeah, Tetsuo.
Really?
Yeah, he's a director of that. And then Paul Lin Sun played Karen. So that's our top four billed actors and actress. I didn't have any honorable mentions. I don't know if you guys.
I did just want to mention one of the writers on this. So this movie, or Ichi the Killer, was actually a manga that I think ran from like 96 to 2000 or something. And Hideo Yamamoto, he wrote it, and he actually helped write this movie as well. I'm kind of curious to read the manga because I want to know like how much different like Takashi changed in the story, you know?
It'd be interesting to see like a
Yeah.
or
Longer
not.
than
She's
2 hours
like
of relentless rape and women beating.
interesting is the wrong word.
I
Right, let's get into this discussion.
All right. Yeah, I don't even know where to start with this, honestly.
The title card, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Giving Saltbird a run for its money.
Yeah. I'm guessing you guys all watched the uncut, unrated version.
I
I actually
think
don't
so.
know.
I saw a lot of
I just
cum.
want. I saw it on Philo, so yeah, the cum was blurred, the breasts were blurred.
Oh,
Oh,
interesting.
interesting. Oh, okay, so then
Really?
that wasn't for me
Oh.
because we saw everything that I'm guessing.
What about you, Tawny?
Okay. Yeah, I watched it on Tubi.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I don't. Yeah, there was definitely no blurring.
Yeah,
Yeah. no. Yeah, because it's
Yeah, it
open.
weirded me out at first because the first blur was when he was on the balcony and there was, you know, he had came. I thought he had, but I wasn't sure because it was blurred. But I was like, I'm pretty sure that's what just happened. What a bizarre thing to blur.
So that is what happened, and it forms into the words Ichi the Killer.
Yes,
Like the
okay. I
Japanese
did see
symbolism.
that. Okay. I had forgotten. I had forgotten about that because of the thousand other things that happened later.
Yeah, and that was real as well. I read.
What?
The
Yeah,
cum? Yeah.
like
Wow. And
humans?
yes. I don't know if it's humans, but it was real, you know.
Ejaculate.
Actual semen.
Yeah,
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, no surprise, this movie was banned in multiple countries and it was still banned like up to 2007 in like Norway, a couple other countries
See that.
it was banned, which you know I can see why, because the movie is very violent, and I think especially this opening scene we see what her name is, one of the girls, she's a prostitute and she is getting absolutely just beaten by I think the boss, who is the leader of Kakihara's Yakuza. And this movie does not hold back with the violence on women in this. Yeah, it's just kind of shocking, to be honest, of how much they show and how far they take it.
Yeah, agreed. It's like really dark, like sexual violence, which is, I feel like you usually don't see this level. And
No.
so it was intense in that regard.
Yeah. And it's the same girl that gets it at least two or three times through this whole movie, and it's pretty sad, to be honest.
God, her swollen face was like,
Oh.
it was brutal.
yeah.
Like, when she goes back to the club after and she meets up with Ichi. And she's talking to him in the booth, and like the one side of her face is just unrecognizable. But that's like it. That's what I mean, like with the contrast between Audition and this movie. Like he went from like an uplifting female revenge types, well, not revenge really, I guess, but like female
She thought
empowered
it was
movie.
revenge.
Well, yeah. And
Yeah.
then 2 years later, he has prostitutes just getting beat the fuck out of and then raped immediately. Weird.
Yeah, it felt like a and probably since it came from a manga, like rape culture movie. So not necessarily that rape was, I mean, it was definitely bad, but you know what I mean with those animes where it's very typical, where the girl is raped and such with, you know, whatever and sexualized and things like that. And it's, I mean, the best way to explain it is kind of like this rape culture where it's almost like a fantasy sort of thing. I mean, it was definitely bad, but it seemed like, you know, people and almost understanding that people might feel like this or want this. I don't know really how to explain it, but
I was wondering about this too because I was thinking, like, man, I feel like this is such a theme of maybe not necessarily like sexual violence, but like sexual deviancy at the very least, as far as like in Japanese movies. And but I think Japan has like one of the lowest crime rates, and it and a, and I think one of the lowest sex crime rates. And so I think that's an interesting contrast because I feel like you would never see something like this in like coming out of an American movie. Like it's so intense in that way. But I just wonder what the relationship
Yeah, like I don't
to the
know
point.
how much of Ichi's story in the manga is surrounded around like this one memory he has where it's all about rape with him. Like I don't know if they wrote into the movie just to kind of shorten it or make it longer. Yeah. So anyway, Ichi ends up killing the mob boss. There's blood and guts everywhere. You don't really see how he does it yet. And then a cleanup crew comes in and cleans everything up. And the next morning, the Yakuza come in and they think that the boss was captured. And this is where we meet Kakihara, who I think, in my opinion, is one of the coolest looking characters in a movie. And I'll go ahead.
I was gonna say I had always assumed because he's the face of the movie, right? I had always assumed that he. So it really fucking threw me off when they started calling him Kakihara. I was like, "Who's that?" And
I
that's what I
thought the
like.
same thing. Sorry.
Yeah, another good. That's what I like about this movie is that Takeshi really he kind of spins it on its head. Like Ichi is like a superhero, kind of like he's dressed in like a superhero suit and he's like getting re like revenge on people, and then Kakihara is just like this fucked up looking mob guy who
Badass.
likes pain and stuff. So you're like, oh, he's the bad guy, but really by the end of the movie you're kind of rooting for Kakihara a little bit, and Ichi is just a terrible human being, right?
with his stupid suit. He looked like a fool. I totally agree because how do you say his name again? Kakihara?
Yeah.
Is that... Dude, he was so cool. He was so cool. I mean, I know he was evil, but his look was so cool. Like, he was the best part of the movie, in my opinion, was this guy. There was some moments, like we'll get to it, that was kind of silly, but yeah, I really liked him. I also thought he was Ichi, and like maybe secretly Ichi, or maybe Kakahara was his real name. Ichi was his nickname, but then Ichi was just this blubbering little look. Not like it was crying and snotting and coming and
Body fluids everywhere.
Yes.
And I love too, whenever he like the camera's facing behind him, and you just see his blonde hair, and his costumes for the movie were so cool.
They
But you
were.
just see him blow smoke and it comes out the side, and you're like, okay. And he turns around and you just see the smoke coming out of his face. It's like so badass.
I literally, when I was like, what, before he turned around, I was like, how did they do that? I was like, I like tried to do it myself with my lips. I was like, as that's weird. He's just gonna blow it up both sides of his mouth. But then when he turned, and it was actually, I didn't realize that those were gonna be slits in his mouth. I
I
was
thought they were
like,
just
oh
scars, yeah.
shit. Yeah, it was good. A nice touch.
I love that the rings are what holds them that we see later on.
So he does have a kind of helper named Karen who speaks English in this movie. So I don't know if she's like American or like, because it's kind of like out of the blue as she starts speaking English to most of the people in this movie. But she is sort of helping Kakehara. She says that, oh, the mob boss ran off the girl. Kakehara still thinks that he's alive. They're kind of sitting in their bar, and I think they ask, I think Gigi is in there as well, and they're asking him, like, have you seen or heard anything? And he says that the syndicate did it, who is another kind of Yakuza gang. And basically find out that Gigi is trying to put all the Yakuzas to war against each other, and then he starts using Ichi to basically kill them off and stuff like that. And you learn that Kakihara cut them out of the porn industry that they have, so he's kind of making up lies maybe. And then we get to our first torture scene, and how was this for you guys? What did you guys know any about it, like the imagery and stuff in this movie before going into it, or is this all just new to you guys?
Yeah, I didn't look anything up.
All new. I
Everything
had
was
seen like
new.
the cover of the movie, like we were talking about with Kakihara's like face, but that was the extent of it.
Yeah, I thought he looked cool, and I was like, ooh, let's check this. For this part, I thought I really liked the practical effects. I thought it looked really seamless, like the skin on his back, that was really seamless. So you could see the guy's penis and everything in the versions you watched, because
No,
mine was
not at
all
this part.
blurred. Okay, I'm just curious, like everything that you guys saw. Towards the middle, I was like, I at first when it was blurred, I want to watch something completely, but by the middle I was like, I'm cool with the blur. I think it's saving some trauma for me. But yeah, I thought that was the one thing about this is well, one thing I liked about the movie. The second thing, the first thing was Kakihara. The second thing was, it was unique tortures that I haven't seen before. So,
Definitely.
yeah,
Yeah,
I
this
was
one with the
cringing. Oof.
meat hooks.
Yeah, it reminded me of like, I think they did it on, maybe not Fear Factor, but I feel like I've seen like people like putting themselves up on like the hooks and just like hanging there.
There used
But,
to be a show that I watched. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a body modification. And there was a couple that hanging from the hooks.
Ugh.
God.
And then when he poured the hot oil, you could feel it, like it was good.
Yeah, so I guess that this actor was in makeup for 12 hours. And then he shot this scene for an additional 12 hours.
No way.
Oh my
Oh
God.
my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that wasn't, so they That was all makeup then on the back.
Yeah, like I don't know how they did that, but yeah, he was in makeup for 12 hours.
I assumed it was somebody who had done that before, because I've seen that also, like bo extreme body mod. Like they just found somebody who's done this before and put the hooks
Yeah,
in him, but
because it looks so realistic, like the way that his skin was pulling off and
I was staring at it, like trying to find like where's the seam, you know, or where's the makeup or cosmetic breakdown, and it was really smooth. So they were not, that was not real, right? That was makeup. Okay.
But it's one thing I about this movie that I think I would have liked it to come out in like maybe like the late 80s or like after like 2010, because like the practical effects are really good, but then the CGI that we get later in the movie is
So bad,
some of the
man.
worst. But yeah, it's really bad, but it's funny, right? Like it.
I felt like the movie was when I was get at the airport with my coworker. I was telling him that we watched this movie, and I said, he goes, "Well, how was it?" And I said, "It was equal amounts absurd and disturbing." Is what I felt, and that's probably those just moments of acting, lots of them, and then that, yeah, the unfortunately the CGI did not hold up.
I hope your coworker didn't go and like watch it right after.
No, I mean, I told him a little bit more too, and hopefully maybe he's in his hotel room watching it right now. I don't know. He's gonna be in a whole different mood tomorrow at work if he went to watch this. This is not one I would recommend if someone said, "Oh, what movie do you recommend?"
I know.
This one, I thought this one was even more grueling to watch than Antichrist.
Yeah. There's no rape or woman beating any.
So while this guy is getting absolutely tortured, I love there's little moments in this movie too where it's like violence and brutal, but then like we get a little bit of like, I don't know, like comedy-ish a bit. Like he's getting tortured and he's like, "Why are you doing this to me?" And he's like, you cannot the boss, and you and this guy over here says that your max cuts you out of the porn business." And he's like, "Well, I'll be honest, we did cut we are mad at you because you cut us out of the porn business, but I didn't take your boss." And then Kakihara's, I don't know if it's his boss, I forget what his name was, but he comes in, no, the syndicate boss comes in and he's like, "You know, what are you guys doing? Blah blah blah." And they get into kind of fisticuffs and they're like, "Okay, like get him down, like he didn't do it, you know." And then I think after this, they go into like the room and the mob boss is like to Kakehara, like, "Okay, you tortured this guy for no reason," basically. Kakehara is like, "Okay, yeah, I did." He's like, "But taking a finger or two isn't enough." And you're like, "What are you talking about, man?" And then he goes over, grabs a sword, and proceeds to cut off his tongue.
His own fucking tongue.
Was great.
I was just like, "Oh man, I'm not watching this right now."
I like how we just gloss over that for the rest of the movie. Like, he's still able to talk. Everything's cool. He just gets like
He gets
sutured
it
up.
stitched.
Yeah, he's good to go. I was like, okay.
And like even immediately after he does it, he cuts his tongue off and he hands it to the boss. The boss doesn't want anything to do with it, throws it into a fish tanker. And then Kakihara just like walks out into the street.
Yeah,
No
he
big
like
deal.
pukes up like a bunch of blood, and then he gets a phone call from, I think, Karen, and he's like trying to talk, and then he finally like is able to a little bit. And I love during this scene too, like he's cutting his tongue off, and then it cuts to like one of the guys sitting in a chair, and he's almost dying, passing out. He's like doing circles. He's like, "What the fuck?"
That was ridiculous. That guy was. It was just so over the top.
Also, I felt like I liked this added element of like it being so highly stylized, especially when it came to color, mostly when it came to Kakihara, like every outfit he had was super vibrant. And this scene in particular, I felt like was interesting because I felt like it had every super intense, like neon color, because he pulled out that like neon green handkerchief and like tied it around his neck before he cut his tongue off. So you've got like this, really intense red, but you have this like neon, like almost sickly color green. And I think there was like purple light on him even. And I was like, this is crazy, but I like it.
Yeah.
So Kakihara got a call from Karen. He goes and meets her, and she says that the two drug dealers that were kind of doing drugs whenever they were meeting earlier, she found out their dealer. So she is taking him to the drug dealer to try and, track down where his boss is. And they go to this like lady's house, and he like just busts in, sits on her couch, and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "Do you want, to buy?" And then he just like grabs her hand and like snaps her fingers back. I was like, "Jesus."
It's so gross. He does it so slow.
And it takes like 20 minutes to
Yeah.
scream.
Yeah,
Not 20 minutes,
exactly.
but
And then they go back to the guys who were doing drugs, and I don't know how the guy got in like the TV, but I thought that was so funny that had like the TV all taped up and he's just like
they
in the
put him in
TV.
it. So they're like, we taped him up so he couldn't get away.
And then they're telling Kakihara that he only wants the boss back because he loves the pain that the boss inflicts on him. So they're kind of like, obviously Kakihara.
I was like so confused about all of this. It took me until the end of the movie to be able to put together the pieces, just like who was involved where and like what side they were on. So like while I was watching this part, I was really confused. Like who is this cleanup crew and what do they have to do with? And so even at the end of the movie, I was like, I have no idea what I just watched, but then I read back through like the plot summary on Wikipedia and I was like, oh no, I got
Yeah,
it.
that's what I did too, because like they go back to the guy who got tortured, and he's like all like wrapped up with gauze. And these two guys come in like twins, like dressed up in like these masks, and I'm like, who the fuck are these guys? And
Oh
then
yeah,
like,
who was that?
so they, I believe, worked for Kakihara, I think.
Were they the police? The two police
Yes.
people who
Yeah,
came in later? Okay.
they were the former police, or they were policemen, and they're like working with Kakihara, and they both also love like inflicting pain on people too. But they like every time they show up in like different like matching like silly outfits and stuff like this, and
No explanation given for that.
no, I was also confused during this movie because also I'd look up the Wikipedia and just like, okay, who are the cleaners, who are these guys that just randomly come in? Like, it's hard to remember people's names and what they're doing in.
I was also confused. I should have looked it up. You guys were smart. I didn't want to ingest anything anymore, but I should have for the story because I was super confused while the people were. Gigi, was that his name? This was the old man, right? In the beginning, they call him old man. Now he is Ichi's handler, right? That's the same man. Okay.
And then he has
That took
like
me a while.
two of the cleaners who just go around and clean up the because they're like working together to take down the mall bosses, I guess, and they give Ichi the photos, like, okay, this is who you're going after next. They make up a story like, okay, these guys are bullies, and
Yeah.
get to kill them basically. And
Okay.
Gigi has, it's like false memory. So that's how he's
Yes, okay,
able to
that.
get him to do all this shit.
And he even admits, I think at one point, that I kind of took it too far because I said that a girl was stopping him from getting bullied and then she got raped in front of him. And that's where kind of all this stuff stems from. And
Yeah.
we see the girl from the beginning, she gets beat again. And Ichi is there again and he gets caught looking. And oh, before this, I think he tells the girl that he's going to kill the person that is inflicting pain on her. So he shows up, and the guy's kind of like beating Ichi up, and then out of nowhere, you see the blade come out of his boot, and he just like kind of kicks down at the guy, and then we get like the silly, like terrible CGI, like really bad of him just like splitting apart.
And like it doesn't make sense because this blade is like maybe 2 inches long. Yes, thank
Totally.
you. And it just cuts a man in half.
Yeah.
I
So absurd.
honestly thought like it was just gonna be a slice from like the top of his head all the way down.
And then he ends up killing the girl as well. He like stabs her in the side of the neck and just ton of blood just squirting out.
Oh, this was comical. The amount of blood and the timing of it. It's like, okay.
I was so happy that happened because her face was so swollen. And right before that, they're having this conversation about, I don't want to rape you. I just want to beat you. I just want to beat you up. And she's like, oh, you're just going to beat me up. I'm like, please don't beat this woman up. So when he used his boot and it cut her throat, I was like, thank God. I mean, if she would have gotten away, that would have been better. But if there was two options, I'm glad.
Was this the scene where he kept getting the like flashbacks while he was going after her? Or was that a different scene?
I think that was a different scene
It's
later
like
on, I
he keeps
think.
saying like, "Oh, you want me to do it, or you don't want me to do it because you want me to do it."
No,
Oh,
that's
that was
Karen.
like
Yeah, that's at the
right. Yeah,
end.
okay.
Yeah, with Karen. So now we get to Kakehara is meeting with the Syndicate and the Anno Group, which is the name of his Yakuza. And there's a guy like on a TV saying like talking. I didn't know who that was. It kind of looked like Gigi, but I don't think it was. They basically say that he is expelled from the Syndicate. And then we see the guy that he was tortured is there too. And Kaki is just like, okay, well, I'm now the leader of the Anno Group. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, this is happening. And then like on the roadside, he just like stabs one of the guy's like foot with like the nail
I love that part.
wood. And the guy just like limping away and they're all like walking like slow-mo. Thought it was I'd love to see like a true 4K physical release for this movie, but I don't think it would ever happen, to be honest.
I'm almost kind of surprised that Criterion hasn't released. I know like
That's true.
I
Yeah,
know
I
that
can
like
see that.
the subject content is pretty hardcore. It just seems like it's such an influence that like Criterion could
Well, I
pick it
mean, they
up.
released what's that movie you love? 12 Days of Sodom
That
or
I love. I'm sorry, what?
whatever.
Fuck that
That's
movie.
on Criterion.
That's true. Let's see what it like.
Whoa.
You guys seen that one? I don't
Not, not,
recommend.
no.
Do not recommend.
I thought this was a 4K release because I thought I saw in the beginning on Tubi there was like a little there's a little blurb about the
Yeah,
movie
that's
being
true. Yeah.
digitized.
Yes.
I felt like the quality was pretty good.
So this is where you find out that Ichi is that Gigi is the handler, and you can tell that Gigi is really just taking advantage of Ichi. And then we get the scene of Kakehara is torturing another guy. I don't know who he was exactly, but he has him on the ground and he has his feet on the guy's face and just pulling his
Oh,
skin.
yeah. Oh, it's brutal.
And he's having a blast doing it. And the guy's like, what are you doing? And then Karen comes in and she's like, oh, I want to do it too. And then she gets on the other side and ripping this guy's face. I couldn't watch this scene. Like, it didn't show exact like the end of it, but I couldn't imagine just,
That'd be
ugh.
so painful. Like I remember like when I was a kid, like the old ladies that would grab your cheeks and like that shit hurt. Imagine how this would feel.
And Karen just starts getting kind of excited while this is happening, and then her and Kakihara are in like this, I don't know if it's Kakihara's like sex dungeon or what it is, but he's all chained up and she's like trying to like hit him and stuff like that, and he's like, nah, this isn't right. You're not up for this. You're not the right person. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, no.
Just point me.
It's like, you don't
You know
mean
what?
Yeah.
I think this was a hard watch too, because all the crazy grotesque things that we watch, the thing that I cringe the most to is when people beat people up and they just keep, like, when they're punching, if there's ever a scene where someone's just punching and punching and punching and it starts to, ugh, I don't know, there's just something about that that's just, I just hate seeing that. Like, I wouldn't watch that IFC, even when people are boxing and they're beating each other up. It's just very creepy to me. There was a lot of that in this.
Yeah, is this I have a question on this like location where they are. Is this where he is at the very, very end? Because there's like that very last shot of him. It looks like he's like sitting in a tub when his like mouth falls open. Is he?
It might be, yeah.
Maybe,
Okay.
yeah.
I thought
Yeah.
it was. I don't know for sure, but I thought so.
It almost like, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a sex dungeon, but it almost seems like it could be his hideout.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. We do get a quick scene. Ichi is outside, and there's a young boy being bullied by a few kids. They're like beating him, and the kid like has a shoe, and he's like looking at Ichi, and the kids are like yelling at him, and the kid's like looking at Ichi, and Ichi's just kind of standing there, not doing anything. And then like the bully comes over, like hits the kid, looks at Ichi. Ichi doesn't do anything. Hits him again. The kid's like looking to see like if this guy's gonna do anything. Then like he kind of like clues in like, oh, this guy is just a fucking weakling, not gonna do anything. So like I didn't like Ichi's arc or story in this movie at all. I don't know how you guys felt about
I didn't either.
Ichi.
I didn't like him at all. At all. I don't like him at all.
I
I
will
don't,
say
sorry.
though.
I just wanted to make that clear like multiple times in a row. I thought he was a despicable, piddle, pathetic, disgusting character. Because even when you have moments of possibly feeling bad for him when you realize that he was hypnotized and that this was all, you still are remember that. When he sees women getting beat and raped, he gets off on that. So he's just like, and his suit is stupid. I don't like him. All right, I'm done. Thank you for letting me go.
I do agree with all that, but I gotta say, I love this scene with that kid because the kid like hits him with the shoe and he just fucking spin kicks this kid right to the chest and sends him flying across the road.
That was pretty cool. I
Yeah.
mean, because that kid was a little punk. Yeah.
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 I was like, you deserve every second of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we see Ichi is getting kicked out of the sex club again, and we see I forget his name, Kaneko, I think his name is. He's kind of one of the guys that works for the Enel Group. He's kind of like making his way up. He was also a former cop, and he is sent to try and find Ichi because they know that Ichi is the one that's killing them. And he sees Ichi getting kicked out, beat up, and he doesn't know it's Ichi, obviously. And then he saves Ichi and takes him out for a nice lunch. And I love that at the end of the movie, it comes back around full circle. He's like, oh, that's Ichi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was interesting. It took me a good minute to understand what was happening because we were just cutting between these scenes that were happening at different times. And so I was really confused at first, but eventually caught on that, like, oh, he's remembering that this happened to him when he was younger and someone did the same thing for him. But I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Me too. Me
Yeah, the
too.
editing's all over.
Definitely.
So now they're trying to Gigi and them are trying to get Ichi to kill Kakehara's men. They know where his hideout is, and Ichi goes into this blood rage because they say, oh, these guys bullied you so much and stuff like this. And that he gets to like the door and he gets in there And you don't see what's happening. You just see like this like fake blood and guts just like flying out of the door. It's so silly. You see like a face get flown onto
Dude, this
the wall. And
arguably worse than the person splitting in half, I think, CGI
definitely
wise.
up there. Yeah.
Oh, there's the one that just made me crack up over.
And then we see that G gives five or six more pictures to him, and it's pictures of the twins that work for Kakihara, Kakihara himself, I think Kaneko as well, and then the other syndicate mob boss. And yeah, you learn that I think Karen finds out, or someone finds out, that Ichi actually lost his memory after killing his parents, and Gigi has pretty much hypnotized slash brainwashed him to kind of think that everyone is a bully and that they need to die, basically. And we get to another torture scene, which I was kind of confused about. I didn't know who this girl was that they were torturing in this scene. I don't know, did you guys know
That was a
who?
bad one.
It was
She
really
had it
bad.
was they thought that she knew something. I thought I act like I know what was happening. I don't. I thought they thought she knew something about where the boss was. That's it. I remember somebody saying something like that. So that's why they were like, tell me, tell me. She's like,
Is this a nipple one?
it's really bad. Yeah, this one was hard to watch. I don't know what was worse, the sound that the knife made on the table,
I'm
and
like,
then yeah, and then
oh.
like I forgot about this scene, and when that happens, I was like, that is some of the most fucked up shit I've seen in a movie, to be honest.
Did you guys see it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
Oh,
the camera doesn't
shit.
cut away either.
Oh,
No, it
no. No,
doesn't.
because mine
No.
was blurred.
Yeah.
The
No. Oh, yeah, we see
women's
it.
nipples were blurred, and I'm so happy.
Yeah,
Full
no.
nipple slice.
Yeah.
Oh,
never seen it before, and probably won't again.
Yeah. No.
Definitely don't
Yeah.
want to, anyways.
No.
Horrible. This whole thing with the way they were beating her. Oh my God. Oh God, it was horrible. And then, I don't know if you guys liked them. I personally could not stand those stupid little jester guys. I couldn't stand them. Like, and then when he put those dog ears on, I'm just like, fuck
Yeah,
you
what the
piece of
fuck was
shit.
that all about?
I
Dude, yeah,
cannot
what?
wait until you get fucking killed. Like, that was my favorite part, actually. My favorite scene with Ichi was when he showed up in the door and I'm like, all of y'all are getting fucking killed. That was my favorite scene with Ichi, but that just, oh, I just hated all of these people in this moment. And then the cop comes in, right? And he's beating her up because he's like, tell me, you're not talking. No shit, she's not talking. Oh my
Yeah.
God. Okay.
Yeah, that
Fired
confused
up.
me a lot. I was not sure. He seemed, because he seemed like a good enough person, seemed to me like he lost his, he wasn't able to be in the police force, so he like went into the Yakuza. But like he seems to not be comfortable listening to her being tortured while he's outside of the door, but then he goes in and starts beating her also, and I don't know.
You know, this guy, particularly in this movie, did a lot of this. It may have just been the acting, where he's like regular and then he's like, damn it! And he's like kicking things and punching things. And then he's calm. And then he's mad and he's kicking things and punching. So he just wants to. What does he even want? I forgot. What does this guy want? It's not to find the boss, right? He wants something different.
I think it is. I mean,
Oh, it's just
unless
to find the
there's.
boss, this guy? I thought there was, I don't know.
Guess he's working with
Well,
Kakihara.
he really wanted to
Yeah.
find the boss and he got mad for a minute. Yeah, it felt weird. I agree with you, Tawny. It was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Do you want water? Do you want water or not? Dude, her nipples just got caught up. Her
Yeah.
face is swollen. Fuck off. I think she wants to rest. That's probably, she doesn't want your ass screaming at her, is what she wants. Fuck your water.
Yeah, give her a minute. Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
to give
Yeah.
her a minute. She was trying to. She's like, and he's like, do you want
Yeah.
it or not?
And I think they're doing it
Oh
for a while because, like, At one point, even Kakehara is like, "Oh man, this girl can take a lot." Like,
Yeah, who
Yeah,
was
you're
the
right.
person who took what's his name? Kaneko to eat? Like when he's having that flashback, is that supposed to be the boss that's missing?
Might be.
Okay, that was my assumption, but I don't know if I'm mixing people up. But I thought that's why he was in this for so long, is that there was a level of loyalty he felt to the boss because he like
Maybe,
basically
yeah.
pulled him up out of the gutter, gave him a job. And
Oh.
because
Yeah, because. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, like I feel like that's what you see with Kakihara and him. Like those are the kind of the two left at the end who are trying to run down to find the boss. And we kind of get the sense that maybe Kakihara is because he enjoys this like receiving pain potentially. But it felt to me like there was a loyalty from both of them for different reasons potentially, and that's what that was his Kaneko's was the
Yeah,
boss helped him.
because whenever the one guy puts on like the dog thing and he's like, "Oh, I smell the cleaners or whatever," and then him and Kakehara leaving, and then Kaneko is like, "Oh, I'm gonna go with you," and then you get this like awkward moment where Kakehara is like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm going with you." He's like, "I don't want you to go with me."
Which I also did not understand, but I don't know. That seems like they didn't really ever explain it.
I felt like he kind of just joined that gang, but they didn't really trust him that much or have kind of a connection to him. He kind of, that's why I think that actually, Tawny, you hit the nail on the head. I think that's why I thought he had his own mission, because he didn't feel like he was really a part of that gang. He just kind of connected with them because he also wanted to, whatever it was that he wanted to find, whether it was Ichi or whatever, but for different reasons, I had thought. I think that's why I got confused.
So yeah, the one cop, he sniffs out, I guess. He finds the cleaners slash Gigi's men. And so one of them has run away. I forget what his name was, but chases him down the back alley, and then you see Kakihara just there watering some plants.
Yeah, I
And
love it.
then he's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And then like he starts beating up Kaki, and Kakihara's like taking it. And then
He loves it.
he takes out
Yeah.
the rinse in his face, and you're like, okay, the fuck. And then one of the most crazy images slash scenes that like out of nowhere that I've ever seen. Like, I don't know if it was hilarious, but also like, what am I looking at?
Yes.
Now that I know that it's based off a manga, like it kind of makes a little bit more sense, because this is something that you would see in a comic book.
Yeah.
But like whatever first happened, I was just like, "What the hell is happening right now?"
Happening? Is he gonna bite his hand off, or
Yeah,
is he
yeah.
like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
He just skinned it a little bit.
He
Yeah,
did.
it was pretty
Yeah.
gruesome.
It
Yeah.
was, yeah. And it didn't look like it looked real-ish, but it, like
Yeah.
I don't know, it was kind of like CGI, but not really CGI. Like it looked kind of real, but I mean, I don't think it was, obviously, but
Yeah, were
his
there like
face
special
didn't.
effects?
I don't
Yeah, it
know,
was.
because yeah,
I
I don't
mean,
think his face didn't look real, but his hand, the hand looked real. yeah.
It was really like uncanny. Like when his hand is in his mouth, I did also wonder about this. It must have been some blend of the two that created this like perfectly creepy, uncanny mix, because I felt like this was really unsettling as imagery. And as soon as it happened, I was like, this looks so familiar. Like I must have seen this just screenshot of this moment before. And I actually
Yeah.
went and looked to see, because I was like, I swear I've seen more of this, but I couldn't find anything. So I don't know if you guys know if there's something similar to this that I'm thinking of, or if there's like more of this, but like something about this mouth just was so
Yeah.
familiar.
So what I read up, because like instantly when you see like kind of like the Chelsea grin kind of like cut, you think of the Joker, right? But obviously that wasn't around in 2001, and a lot of people compared his smile to the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, just like that big
Yeah.
grin. So So yeah, they capture him, they take him back, but then we get the scene with Ichi at his apartment, and this girl comes up and she's like, "Oh, do you remember me?" And she's like, "I'm Takiban, like I saved you." And obviously, you know, we know this is Karen, but Ichi doesn't know her. So Gigi kind of took it a step further, hired her to pretend to be this girl that saved him when he was younger. And this is where we get the scene you were talking about, Mark, whenever she is kind of acting and playing into it. But I think she goes too far and realizes, like, oh, this guy is way more fucked up than Gigi made him out to be.
Yeah, I did not
Yeah.
understand this. Can anybody explain to me this realization he had? He was like, you didn't want it, so you wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what the hell is going through his head with that.
Okay, I was like, you lost me.
Yeah, and then
Yeah,
like we
I
get it.
wonder. Oh, sorry.
No, it was there, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I wondered if it was the it was releasing some guilt for him around the rape story because of this this rape culture idea of I get off on being raped, so I want to act like I don't want it, 'cause she was saying if I'm screaming, whatever I'm doing, because the okay, so let me rewind. What I mean is, in a fantasy sort of way, if this was like, oh, you know, I want you to rape me, so I'm going to act like I don't want it, so just keep going because I want it to be as realistic as possible. And that when he was thinking of the girl that was implanted in his memory, he was like, oh, you wanted it, because there was this guilt that he got turned on and he didn't help her when she was being raped, because oh, you wanted it, you didn't want it, but you wanted it. You don't want it, but you want it. I mean, this is what I thought. I do not know if this, because it was super confusing, but I thought it might have to do something like that with this, like, rape culture fantasy.
I think that does make sense.
And then I was like, oh shit, she does not know what she's saying. Because no matter how much she screams, he's not going to stop, because she told him specifically not to.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's telling him basically, like, oh, I want someone to, you know, rape me. And then he's like, oh, me. And she's like, no, not you, like just anyone. And then she gives him like a random blowjob. And I just thought this whole scene was so weird and like unnecessary. I don't know. But then he gets in like his head and she's trying to get away and she like sticks the blade out and cuts off her leg. And then she's like running away still. And I was like, what is happening?
She has a flash of a moment where she's like, she remembers. It seemed like she remembered the teenage rape scene. And I was like, is this real? I don't know. It threw everything into question for me.
I thought maybe she was also hypnotized by the Gigi guy. Because remember, she said, are you hypnotizing me right now, or something like that? She said something along those lines. She was talking, and he's like, no. Or he was really weird about it. I thought maybe he implanted something into her head to make her think that she was that person. I don't know.
Okay. So it was her. That was her realizing that she had been under hypnosis until then. And she was
Oh,
like, oh no, I'm dying. I'm not her.
No. I thought
I
I love that. I thought in that moment she had that memory of her being her. Okay, so when she went there, I thought she totally just played because she knows the story. I'm this person because she's thinking she's gonna get this guy to rape her, and play this whole story out. And then when she was dying, she had this flash and then was like, oh, maybe I am her. That I read it the opposite way, like that.
Okay. I have no idea what's happening here. Like,
Yeah.
because I agree, Mary, that was my first read on it. But then I don't know.
Why? Why? Why does she need to remember that before her death? Yeah, it doesn't really, like, why?
Yeah, so Ichi kills her. And then we are back with Hakikara, and he is torturing one of the cleaners. And I love this scene because he's just like tied up in the chair, and Hakikara's just there, like throwing the spikes at him and is through his face. I thought it was so cool.
It's the scene where Sarah came out.
Nice. And then so they're in this kind of building, and I don't know if it was Kaneko or one of the guys. I don't know what's the like the syndicate boss, maybe like the bigger guy. He ends up seeing Gigi making a call near one of the buildings, and he's chasing the guy. And this is another scene that was just very random and kind of out of nowhere. He gets down to the bottom,
Oh, yeah.
and Gigi just like, because the whole movie's like in a sweater. He's like this
Oversized coat.
older
This
looking
is it.
guy.
This is
And
it.
he quietly takes his shoes off, backs up, takes his pants off. He's wear his like has these thick ass legs with like a little like I don't know thong thing, and then takes
Speedo.
his sweater off and there's this jad guy and you're like, what the fuck?
With that face. Okay, this is the CGI I was talking about that I think takes the cake is this face on this body. And in the beginning, he doesn't even have a neck. And he's, I was looking at going, Steve, look at this. Like, what is, I was just laughing. And then he go, oh, so strong. What is happening? This hilarious. Yeah, this one I really can't understand. I have absolutely no fucking idea
Like it's
what
just
this was about. I
thrown in
hope you
there
guys
for
can
like.
explain the whole from here on to me, because I really don't know what happened. I did look up that. I Googled what with the end of this movie, what, and saw some takes, but yeah, as we go along, not right the second, but I was excited to hear what you guys have to say.
But yeah, this guy is straight of like a manga slash anime of like, final
Absolutely.
boss kind of thing. He goes up to the guy, he's like, oh, big gorilla man or whatever, and like grabs the guy's head and just twists his neck and just kills him in like one shot. And then Kakihara and them find this guy's body and they're like, oh, it's like all his limbs are broken and he's twisted up like oh
Oh my
man.
God. Is this guy really Ichi? Are they the same? No, because he's hanging.
No. No.
Okay. I thought maybe because you were past it. Do you remember in the scene when he was telling Ichi to take these pills? I think it was so he wouldn't have a hard on anymore. He was like, take these pills. And then Ichi's like, I don't want them. And he throws them. He leaves the door, but then that guy walks in, that Gigi walks in. Like right after he leaves, and I thought, oh, are they one and the same?
That no, I
No.
don't think so.
I don't think
No.
so.
Okay. No.
I don't remember that scene.
Yeah, so we see the one guy getting tortured still is tied up, and one of the cops is torturing him, and he's like, oh, I wonder if I heard that you can rip off a man's arm like with just pulling on it. And he's like, let's see if this works. And just pulls on this guy's arm until it rips off. And I was like, okay, all right.
Works.
My God.
And then I think Ichi gets there and kills one of the twins. And I love that just like so nonchalantly, one of the twins is like out on the like balcony with Hakikara, and he's like, oh, Hiro is dead. And they're like, what? He's like, yeah, I felt the same feeling whenever my other brother died. And it's like, and he has like no, yeah, he
The
has like no emotion. He's like,
tingling.
oh, he's dead.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, did I miss? Did he just come out of the room or something? And he's like, oh, I have the tingling.
So then, yeah, you see Ichi running up the stairs. Kakihara is chasing after him, and Kaneko sees him. And then there's also this little boy that, I don't know if I saw this incorrectly, but is he playing with Kakihara's tongue? Is that what the crow
Oh,
before like
maybe.
goes and like grabs out of his hands?
I didn't see that.
Because he's Kaneko's son, right?
Is it? Okay, that's why I was kind of confused. So I was
He's
like,
Kaneko's son. I thought he was the cop's son.
yeah, Kaneko is the
Yeah,
Like the
Commander
ex cop.
is the ex cop,
Oh,
yeah.
you're right. I was thinking of Kakihara. Sorry. I'm getting the names mixed.
Okay, so
I
that
wanted to
is.
say one thing. When he went back to see his brother, the twin, and he was like saying something, and then all of a sudden there was a mass amount of cum. I wrote down, do you remember
Oh,
that?
yeah.
And I was like, I wrote down, does this guy have like a hole in his pants? Like that suit seems real tight. Like what is he getting out of his suit and just bam and then getting that suit back on? Like I
True.
literally wrote that down. I'm like, I think he might, or like in the pajamas, or you guys would know more about this, but like in your boxers or whatever, you have an opening so you go to the bathroom. Maybe he has
Yeah.
that in his like leather suit. I'm like, what? Where's all this cum coming from? My God.
Whoever made the suit for him, that was like one of the stipulations. Yeah. I
Yes.
need a hole.
Sorry, that was all I wanted to mention.
Yeah, so Kakihara is chasing Ichi up to the top. Kaneko's also chasing them, and the top is, I guess, Kaneko's son or the kid that is up there. And so at this point, Kakihara isn't trying to kill Ichi. He knows that Ichi, what he can do, and he thinks Ichi can give him the most pain that, like, will give him the most pleasure. So he is basically just, he wants to fight Ichi to get the most, I don't know, out of it, I guess.
Like he'll finally have someone who can put him in that level of pain that the boss did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, Ichi won't fight him, just starts crying, and he's like on the ground crying, and Kaki's like sitting there with like his two spikes, and he's like, come on, fight me. And he won't. So then we get a scene of Kakihara is like, okay, I need some sort of pain. And he looks at the two like spikes and just starts driving them into his ears, and like really bad CGI
Ugh.
again. But it's like this guy has no emotion. He's like not even like cringing or anything. It's like, dude, you just like made yourself deaf. And like, I love that, like, the sound like kind of cuts out a bit, like when he's doing it.
I thought he was gonna slowly continue pushing them in
Me
until he
too.
died as sort of like a final last like euphoria of pain before
Me
he
too.
died.
I yeah.
I was kind of surprised whenever he pulled the back out.
Yeah. So Kaneko is up there. He ends up shooting Ichi in the leg, and then Ichi kind of gets up the into his zone again, and he spin kicks Kaneko's throat, and he ends up killing Kaneko. And I love the line. I think I don't remember exactly what he says, but Kakihara calls Ichi the greatest pervert of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And there's another tawny mass amount of blood. Like, I'm like, I mean, you would have a lot of blood coming out of your neck, but it was just like, when's this guy going down? Like, does
Right.
he have any
Yeah.
more blood in his
Yeah.
body?
Yeah. Yeah. And then at this point, he's on the ground crying, and the little kid starts kicking Ichi and stuff like this. And then Ichi just gets up and kills this kid, kind of gets in that zone. Oh yeah, Ichi cuts the kid's head off. And then he starts fighting Kakihara, and he goes up for a kick, and Kakihara like blocks it, but the blade goes like into Kakihara's head, which I thought was really cool. Kind of like stops it, but like kind of goes in a bit, and he kicks him off the building. He's like balancing on like the rail.
Just ridiculous.
And do you think that Kakihara fell on purpose, or do you think that he kind of just lost his balance and fell, or do you think that he
So
kind of like, yeah, go ahead.
I really have a question for all of you. I'm hoping one of you know. I'm so confused because when he got to the bottom, he didn't have a scar on his head. So is Ichi even real? Is like, did that even really happen? Why doesn't he have that cut on his head? Did he just kill himself? Because that's the ultimate pain and fear is, him falling. But to answer your question, I felt like he was trying to balance. It seemed like he was really trying to balance. And then as he fell, he was like, oh, thank you, Ichi. This is the greatest. But then, yeah, then that cut wasn't there. So why?
Because I think, was he sitting in the tub after Like he died, right?
I think so. That
So
was the
maybe
end.
like that's
None of
him
this
in
happened.
his, or maybe that's just like him finally feeling fulfilled, like kind of like an afterlife sort of thing, where he's like in this room of his, where he's just, because he doesn't have the piercings when he's sitting in the top right, his face is like open, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like kind of like, I don't know. Yeah.
I did read, that was the only thing I read about this, and it said something. I don't even know what I read. It wasn't English, but I didn't I'm not clear, but it was almost like these events didn't really happen, or there was some, like, and you're going to get to it, the boy at the end was actually the boy that was beheaded, that maybe he hadn't died, or something like that.
Mark, any
You know?
thoughts? Well, on Wikipedia, it's saying that he hallucinated the entire thing. Like, Kakihara hallucinated the entire ending. Like, Takeshi's murder and Ichi's attack on him.
So Ichi's still alive, and like, is
I don't.
that?
Did Ichi ever die? Did Ichi die?
Oh, sorry. You're right.
Because Gigi finds Kakihara on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
Because
does
then
he have control over him as well?
that would make sense, I guess, right? If he's controlling a bunch of other people.
Like, is he just like this mastermind that is has everybody going against?
Then did he hang himself for some reason? That's what I got. I thought that
Mm-hmm.
he had exacted all of his revenge and there was nothing left, and so he killed himself. But I wondered also about Ichi, because I didn't remember seeing him die, but I felt like there was some connection there, because every time he showed him like the pictures, he would, go through the numbers, and Ichi is one, so it's like I wondered if Ichi wasn't like the first person slash the last that he wanted to exact revenge on, and
Yeah.
he I but I don't remember him dying, so.
Yeah, I was confused by the ending too, just whenever, because it's like years later and you see Gigi hanging up in a tree and like all these like school children walking by, and I was like, what? I don't understand what this is happening right now. Like, yeah.
And then that boy turns around and it's like, the boy. And I'm like, who's that boy? Right. Like, I was staring at him like, wait a second, this seems like a gotcha moment, or a wow, look at this. But I didn't know who it was.
So, the AI overview on Google says that the film concludes with Gigi, the puppet master behind Ichi, hanging himself and a grown-up Takeshi walking in a park, suggesting a cyclical nature of violence and trauma. So then down below it says Gigi's fate. So the one who manipulated Ichi is later found dead hanging from a tree, signifying the end of his control and influence. And then, oh, okay. Hallucination and suicide as a topic. It says, driven to despair, Kakihara inserts the skewers into his ears, which forces him into a hallucinatory state where he imagines each.
I buy that.
So it's
I
almost like
buy
that pain
that.
has put him in.
Because that was the moment everything changed, right? The screaming stopped and like immediately stopped, and then there was Ichi standing there. Yeah, it's all visually different too. It's like very blue all of a sudden, kind of muted. Great iridescent suit and sparkly top. Oh, this guy's Yes. money. I want to see
Yeah.
some people dressed like this for
Oh,
Halloween.
me too.
I
I was like, what a
just want my
great
husband to
Halloween
wear that
costume.
suit. Maybe you just go to a party. If you saw my husband, he's like this giant, tall man. This suit would be great.
So one last thing, it says the final scene with Takeshi, now older, walking in a park with other children, suggests that the cycle of violence and manipulation continues even. And it also says that the film leaves much open to interpretation, particularly regarding the nature of Ichi's reality. And some interpretations focus on the themes of toxic masculinity and the deconstruction of violence. Others explore the psychological depths of the characters and the nature of the related the connection between.
Is there anything like what the direct what I can see all of the I mean I can see all of those themes.
I think you could pull out a lot of themes like that and even more. But I wonder from the director's point of view, really what he,
I don't see
why.
anything.
I mean, but I guess if it's a recreation of a manga, I guess we'd have to go to the writer of the manga. What themes do you got going on that you want to highlight in your manga?
Yeah. What were you trying to say with this?
What do you, yeah. I just wanted to disturb as many people as possible.
I did read as well that I guess in the manga, Kakihara has dark hair and Karen has like the light hair, but they swapped it for the movie, which I think makes sense because it makes kind of the Kakihara stand out from everyone else,
Absolutely.
right?
Ooh, yeah. That manga creator probably was like, "Oh shit, I should have did that because he looked sick with that blonde hair." Yeah.
Anything else about the movie?
Don't think so.
I'm glad we kind of cleared that up at the end there, because I also like, I feel like the just right in the end run there, it's like random thing after random thing, and then everything's confusing kind of, and I was struggling with that. My one final question is, were Ichi and Kaneko related? Because I think, doesn't Gigi say to Ichi, like, say hello to your brother, your older brother? But other people called other people older brother. And so I wasn't quite sure if this was like a translation thing or if it's like a term that it doesn't mean literally older brother, but something else. I don't know if there was anything on that.
Or
That
if
was a good
Gigi was
call
just
out.
fucking with them.
Because he's like, brother? Yeah. With all that snot. Brother.
But I feel like this is a movie that I think if you kind of not need to, but watch a few times, but also you don't want to watch it, a lot to kind of understand the story and stuff because it's such a rough watch, but the story is kind of also intriguing, like not like the forefront of Ichi's side, but kind of trying to piece pieces together and kind of understand what the story is between all these characters. But anyway,
Yeah.
that's the way the blood splatters.
I want to see a Kakihara movie.
Yeah, me too.
Like, let's just
Me
follow
too.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I see a whole franchise of him.
I know, he was great. I just immediately from
Yeah.
the beginning of the movie, I was like, I hope this guy doesn't end up being real terrible because I like him.
Yeah.
And he
He
did
was the
torture
best
people.
actor. He was the best actor too.
Yeah.
He was a badass villain.
Yeah, totally.
Well, it makes sense that he is now an Emmy winner.
Nominee.
Oh, nominee, he didn't win.
No.
All
He
right,
did great
let's.
in there too, in yeah,
Shogun.
Shogun.
I've never watched it. I
That's
heard.
really good.
What is it on? Maybe I should watch it while I'm in this hotel.
Hulu.
Hulu? It's good to watch. Good watch. Well, you guys just said how much you liked it, so you weren't gonna say no, don't watch it.
Speaking
It
of
like won
Hulu.
every award at the Emmys pretty much last year. Or this
Wow.
past year.
Speaking of Hulu, another thing you could watch tonight while you're in your hotel room. Alien Earth just released today.
Oh,
really? Why'd I get cold chills when you said that? Because I think it was the way you said it too. It was
I
like it was this build up. Nice. I do want to see that. Oh no. Which one?
flip a coin now. All right, let's rate this movie. Miriam, I want to start with you.
Oh God.
I want to start with you.
Okay, so I would give this movie a 1.7 out of 5.
That's not as bad as I expected.
Right? I
Okay.
think, yeah. So it was conflicting because I feel icky about even giving it points because of all the brutality. But I am a horror movie connoisseur, and so I have to give it credit where credit is due. And Kakihara was an awesome character and an awesome villain. And the practical effects of the body horror was really well done. And this is very disturbing, but the types of torture that was depicted were things I've never seen before. So it was very creative. I think the story could have been compelling. It was just way too confusing. There was too much going on, which kind of when you think of it as a, I know we keep saying this, but a manga, there is lots of different, because there's, you know, lots of different issues and stuff, or like publication issues, I mean, of this story. So it makes sense, but it was confusing. The rest of the acting was garbage. Garbage. Lots of it was garbage. So just shaking my head and laughing. It was so long. I felt like I was being tortured. But at the end of the day, those elements were intriguing enough for me to think I might need her. So that's what I'm going for.
Like it. I was expecting like a negative 10.
I
All
mean, it was horrifying.
right, what about you, Tony?
I'm scared of judgment. But I almost don't want to go next, but I'll say that I gave this like a 2.75.
Oh, I thought she was going to say like a 4.9, and I
Yeah,
was
I
just
was
like,
thinking
podcast over.
that too.
I knew it wasn't going to be lower because that would have been judgment. I was like, oh shit, she rated this real high. I have to question our two chicks in a horror flick. Just
Yeah,
kidding.
not that high, but I did kind of like it. It is fucking weird, and it was too long. I agree, and but I think that there's something there about like the level of violence is so over the top that it feels intentional to me. And like, I don't know quite what it's trying to say, but like, I think Mark, you had mentioned it. There's like, it feels like there's a theme of like, sort of the over violence, the overt violence, and the like toxic masculinity, especially because, you know, like 99% of all of these characters are men in this. And so I felt, and I really liked some of the characters, right? Like the character of Kakihara, it was like very interesting. And even like Kaneko, like I liked him and his backstory kind of, and how that was playing with things. And I did like the idea of the story. It just gets so, there's like so much random shit thrown in here too that just muddies it up and is weird. And obviously it's a weird movie, but I've come really around to like these zany, weird fucking movies. So here I am with my 2.75.
Nice.
Do you want me to go next or you, Brooke?
I could go. So I gave the movie a 3.5 out of 5. It's the same score I gave it before. A part of me wanted to bump it up to a 4, but I just can't. Just the Ichi's story, I just dislike very much. I dislike that character a lot. The story does get very confusing at times. But just everything about Kakihara, I loved his character. I loved the look of this movie. It's one of those movies that's like, you know, like the lore behind it, and everyone talks about it, how fucked up it is, and just the part of you wants to watch it. And whereas like Hostel, like you know it's fucked up, but like with Hostel, like I feel like the gore and stuff has no, I don't know, like
Merit.
yeah, merit or like, I don't know, I feel like this movie you just can't look away. It just it the graininess and just the style. Yeah, so I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
See
How
that.
about you? How about you, Mark?
I gave it a 2.
Okay.
I really, really wanted to enjoy this movie. You guys have all said how long it is, and it's far, 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 far. Like you could shave 25 minutes off this movie and
Yeah.
still have enough of the meat and potatoes of it. And Brooke, going on what you said about how it was shot, it kind of like reminded me because we just did Bullet on our action part. It was filmed in Technicolor, and you had brought up, or you had asked me what I think about the look of the Technicolor, and I feel like this movie kind of a little bit too, even though it
Yeah.
was filmed in 2001. It just kind of had that 80s or early 90s grainy, gritty kind of art house feel to it. But yeah, I can shadow what you guys are all have all said, like so bad. And there's just like the gratuitous violence, sure, I'm fine with that. But whenever it comes at the hands of a maid of a woman for like a solid 5 minute scene, it's just like you don't need that. But I can respect it for what it is. Like, and I think Takashi Miike is a fucking awesome director, but this one just didn't hit.
I want to also just add something to Brooke, kind of what you said. Like, I feel like I feel this way, the way about this movie a little bit like I do Old Boy. Like, you can tell that it's like low budget and it's really experimental. There's a lot of weird, questionable choices, but you get to the end of the movie and you go like, well, that was fucking weird, but there was something there. You know, it was like,
Yes.
kind of like you were saying about Hostel. Like, I love Hostel. It's one of my favorite movies, but I see what you mean in that comparison. Like, it's gory to be scary, and maybe it's making some kind of comment about like our consumption as an audience, but like, I don't know. There really is something there. It's not just for the sake of it.
Yeah, like
Well said.
I don't think any of us think it's a terrible movie. Like there's
There's
definitely
something there.
worse. Yeah, there's definitely worse movies that I've
Yeah,
watched.
definitely. Oh yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah, we
Oh
have
yeah.
a violent nature. Sorry. Just saying. That was when I saw what I scored that, I was like, oh no, I enjoyed this one more. Air quotes. Enjoyed.
Well, because enjoyed, it
Yeah.
was rough.
I was just saying it for the people
Oh
listening,
yeah,
so
so
they
the people
knew.
listening, yes, air quotes, yes. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see how they scored. So the critics' consensus for this one: Ichi the Killer is a thoroughly shocking gore fest that will surely entertain those with strong stomachs and opinions. As always, we give our guests the opportunity to guess what the critic score was.
Oh, this is an interest. I feel like this could go either way. I don't know. It's just like out of 100%, right? That they,
Ooh.
I think it's like too. I think it's too extreme. I'm gonna say like 18%.
I
You'd be
18%.
closer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually 63%.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's way higher than I thought.
That's on 38 reviews, so I mean, it's
It's almost a little
enough.
scary that that many people really liked that content that much.
You want to hear the audience score? The
Yeah.
audience score was an 82%.
Yeah.
Wow. On 25,000 ratings, and it has an average score of 4 out of 5.
What? Oh, this is scary.
On what? 4 out of 5
It's on Rotten Tomatoes
on
as
still
well.
Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. I mean, I'm not surprised because it feels like it is such a cult classic movie that people who are going on here and reading it are probably people who love it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's probably not. Yeah, it's not something that everyday people watching,
No.
horror movies are gonna go seek out. You're right.
All
Wow.
right, Brooke, how's it look on Letterboxd?
Letterboxd is pretty similar. Has a 3.6 out of 5.
Dude, that surprises me.
Yeah, and that is 165,000 people have rated it on Letterboxd.
A lot of fucking people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the Letterboxd audience is like way harsher on shit than I
Yeah,
always
I
think
find
they're gonna
it,
be. I agree.
yeah. But
So 3.6, huh? This is the one? Okay.
This is it.
Yeah.
Jensen gave it a 3.5. Nathan for Hope You Suffer podcast gave it a 5 out of 5.
I did see that.
Anthony gave it a 3.5. Slash and Catherine also gave it a 3.5. So, yeah.
But I mean, Nathan from I Hope You Suffer, he loves the like obscure fucking,
Yeah,
the
his
weirder
ratings
the
are always
better.
all over the place.
The weirder the better. But
Yeah.
if it's a mainstream movie, he's giving it like a 2.
Yeah.
I thought the rating and the name of the podcast was really made sense together.
Yeah,
That's
totally
totally.
true. Good point.
Yeah.
All right, this is our last segment. Are we talking about the scare section? Tawny, you want to go first? Rate the scares in this movie out of.
The scares.
So, like, you this can be like a fear factor, like a gore factor, all molds into
Yeah,
it.
that's tough, 'cause I feel like gore-wise, I mean, I gotta give it like a fucking 10 out of 10, but like scary, like is it scary? Like I don't know, maybe like a I'd maybe gotta give it like a 6 out of 10 just because of the disturbing nature, but
Yeah, I feel the same way. Gore factor 10 out of 10. Some of those things I saw on, sorry, all of you actually saw it. I had a buffer and I will never forget it. That would be a 10 out of 10. But yeah, I didn't feel scared. But just if I'm going with disturbed, I would say 10 out of 10. I'm thoroughly disturbed by it, but I wasn't scared if that. There was nothing that was scary. Well, I mean, I guess that happening. Yeah, anyways, I can stop now. You get
For me, yeah, I kind of like same with you guys. Like, obviously, the gore and the nature of the movie is like high up there, but I feel like they sprinkled enough in like kind of like humor with it to kind of like bring you down a bit. Like, you know, so I'd say like maybe a 7 out of 10.
I gave it a 6 out of 10 as well. It's like the subject is more scary than what's actually. And like a lot of the gore is over the top, like Evil Dead type shit. That's spurting and like the spraying of blood. Like it's not like gurgling out, it's like misting out almost. So, and like we have that terrible, terrible CGI multiple times throughout the movie. So it kind of takes away from it. But I mean, there is a lot of gore in this movie for sure. And the practical effects that we do see are done really well. So it's kind of shitty that they used the CGI.
I was thinking mainly what tipped it for me is the nipple scene and just the beating of the women. I think
For
that's,
sure.
yeah, is pretty relentless what made me give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, it's fair.
All right, can we think of any one scene that would be the scary scene in the.
I'll go first, I guess.
Sure.
Like nothing really scary in this movie. If there was one scene that kind of made me like turn away, like cringe, probably when he cuts the girl's nipples off, just because like you get that sound of the knife scraping on the like nails on a chalkboard, and then you just see like just the full image of them holding her and her like breasts like on the table, and you're like, that happens, you're like, oh, like.
I feel glad that I watched this on like a two volume because Jade was napping next to me, and so I was like, I kept like turning it up a little bit, but then something would happen that was really loud, and I'd have to turn it way down so that I could keep sleeping. And I am glad that I didn't hear that at full volume. I think I'm gonna say, I think it's the scene where Ichi goes to the house where, what's her name, Sailor is, and he kills the her like pimp or boyfriend or whoever he is, maybe both. Because I think by that point you don't know who he is yet, and he kills him, and then he says, "I'm gonna beat you now." I thought like that was definitely a moment where I was like, "Oh shit, that's just pure scary, not, you know." And then we get the moment of levity with like the extreme gore, the blood spurting and stuff, which is a wild whiplash, but I don't know. I think that was probably the scariest.
I have along the same lines, because definitely that nipple thing was horrible, and I just keep thinking about it, and it's creep, it's terrible. But if I think about scary, it would probably be right off the bat where that man goes into that hotel room and he's just beating this woman and then he rapes her. That was, I was like, oh God, what did I with it? Why did Mark choose this movie? I'm just kidding, Mark. I'm kidding.
Mark.
So that was the scariest for me.
I went a little bit more obscure. I said when Kakihara manhandles that hand in his mouth.
Yeah,
that was my
this.
second pick.
It was so fucking unexpected. I was not expecting him to go full like Python mouth and inhale this guy's hand. And the look on his face, like, because it's kind of like the camera is like almost on the guy's elbow. So you're looking at Kakihara, like looking down at you, and just the look in his eyes and the way that his whole formed around this hand. Creepy too.
Creepy.
Just to touch on Miriam's pick, I'm curious as like the number of people who decide to watch this movie, that scene happens, and then they turn off the movie immediately. Because that is quite an opening for a movie, like the first 2 minutes of the movie. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people who started the movie, that happens, and they're like, okay, yeah, no, not watching this.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, that
Totally.
would I would be curious about that too, 'cause there's I feel like in those moments they were very realistic. Even when they were manhandling the woman where they cut her nipples off after and they're manhandling her body around, those were the moments that were so realistic and I felt the most scary. And so there's lots of them, and then you're constantly even in that flashback with that girl, you know, with those boys. I just that whole thing is so terrifying. So it's not like you get that opening scene, but that's it. You're gonna get a lot of it. So if you did turn away because you don't like that kind of stuff, you probably made the right decision. Not that you like that kind of stuff. Sorry. That was the hardest part for the whole thing. But if that is something that, yeah, that's gonna be really, really hard.
Yeah, it's made so much worse also by the fact that someone was watching that and came outside the, like, we really just were right off the bat on the top of this movie, like,
Yes.
starting
Oh my
strong.
God. Yeah, it's gonna get darker.
All right. I can assume we can collectively agree that we wouldn't survive, or wrong in that assumption. Do we think we can take on Ichi and Kakihara?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Brooke's got a face on.
No.
He's looking
No.
like he wants to.
I wouldn't last like 2 seconds if Kakihara was trying to torture me. Like, no.
Anything they wanted, I'd make shit up. Anything. Whatever they wanted from me, I would just, as soon as I saw him, oh, it's here. It's there. Like, here's the stuff. Here's the goods.
The boss is dead. You're not going to find him.
Yeah,
Oh my
Kakihara
gosh.
is the type of guy you want to be friends with. You don't want,
Yes.
no. Yes.
Absolutely.
But also not go in public with him either. I don't want to be accomplice to torture, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see
Yeah.
what you're saying. Yes. No,
True.
you
Yeah.
wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it was just like, oh, all the time. That
He's like
one guy,
that.
remember there was a scene where the one guy was just like, I'm gonna go sit outside. The really big guy with the deep voice.
It's like in tune with like that one friend that always just gets too drunk every time. You're just like, ah, oh, get away from.
And then Ichi, obviously, I mean, he enters a room and everybody's intestines
Dude.
are everywhere. So I imagine, oh God, I would not want to be approached by him with his weird sickness with women and his ability to cut people in half with his 1-inch knife in his heel. Like, I would not want to be on his radar.
All right, I do have
Yeah.
one more question. Do we think this is a horror movie? Like, I know that there's horrific scenes and images and what, as a whole, do you think?
I
I
would say
mean,
yes.
yeah.
I would say yes as well. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel yes.
I just wasn't
Do
sure
you
because,
feel
like,
no?
not that I don't feel no. I was kind of on the fence with it while I was watching it. I was like, because I think on IMDb, its only tag is horror, and it
Yeah,
doesn't.
on Letterboxd, it's horror, crime, and action.
Yeah, would okay, that makes more sense. I would almost put like crime, horror, action. I don't know.
I feel like after watching this, something that went through my head was after these visuals, and maybe it's just because of how it affected me, I thought that I bet this is like watching the Serb,
Oh,
but
don't ever do that.
I'm not ever going to do that. But is it, or is that one still way worse?
Way
Well, I
worse.
mean,
Way,
the
way,
con
way
way
worse.
worse. Okay, there's worse. Oh, okay, cool.
I wanted to see what the hype was all about with that movie, and I regret every.
Okay. That's good. I will go to my grave in that movie.
Yeah, stay away. Also, stay away from Sallow as well. Fuck you, Brooke, for bringing that one
Sallow?
up. Yeah.
That you
It's
said?
called
Okay.
Sallow or 120 Days of Sodom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Didn't watch that either.
I did a solo guest spot on another podcast years ago, and that I had picked for him to watch and do a fucked up episode on. And then he said, "Well, now that you've picked that, you have to come on and watch." Oh, shit.
But
We
like, I'm
ended up
so
being.
curious to watch it because it has a physical Criterion release. Like,
Dude, watch
can't
it.
be
Like,
that bad. Like,
okay.
of a movie. No, I'm saying like, I'm sure the themes, are terrible. But like,
Yeah. Oh,
I don't
you
know.
mean like, yeah, I get what you
You
mean.
know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. It's well acted and stuff. The graphics and effects are really good on it too. But I'm glad I did that episode because we ended up being really good friends. It was Ben from Extreme Horror Replay. I don't know if you guys have ever talked to them or not. Yeah, it kind of sparked a years-long friendship now. So
That's
oh, that's
great.
cool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
So
love
there's a
that.
silver lining with the fucked
Trauma
up ending
bonding.
that we
Trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I mean, I haven't seen them, but it seems like those movies have like a level of seriousness, right? That something like this doesn't have. Like this has I just love what you said, Miriam, about it being like absurd and disturbing at the same time. And I think the absurdity like saves it from being too disturbing, at least. Yes, yeah, it breaks it up. I think Brooke was mentioning that how the comedy breaks up the.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap this up unless you guys have anything else. It's
I'll
getting a
never watch
little
this again.
getting pretty late. So it's my turn to pick the movie for our next episode, and I have two that I'm kind of almost just but I'm gonna go with Thailand's The Medium. So
Okay.
this came up whenever I picked Exuma as like another similar type of movie, and apparently it's really fucking scary. So
Feels
it'd
like a
be
palate cleanser after
yeah,
this one.
maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It was either between
Nice.
this or Noroi. Noroi, the Curse. I really want to do that one at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
No, I have not.
I don't think I have. The cover looks familiar.
The Medium?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another long one, but I feel like it's actually a good movie.
Okay. All
Might
right.
not feel as
Cool.
long. But anyways, yeah, thank you, Miriam and Tawny, for joining us for this one, even though the movie wasn't great. I think we can collectively agree that stop motion was a little bit better. Maybe Brooke doesn't agree. But it's always a good time having you on, and we always enjoy it. Always, always welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We love talking fucked up movies with you guys. So,
Yeah, true. It's always the fucked up movies.
yeah, it's so great. We
Yeah.
love it. We love coming on. Thank you so
Of
much for thinking of us and inviting us on. This was so much fun.
course.
This is when my trip changed to today instead of next week. I was like, no, I'm not canceling. I missed you
Yeah.
guys. I want to be on this show. We're gonna make
Yeah.
it work.
My only suggestion was going to be like, okay, Brooke and I can just like power watch a movie on Monday night and then we'll do this one next week.
Yeah. No,
I'm
I'm so
glad it all worked
excited.
out.
I told my boss, I literally told my boss because they were like, should we get together for dinner? And I'm like, I can't. I'm gonna be
Oh
on a
my
podcast. And they're
God.
like, yeah, like a podcast on Elm Street. We're guests. So I'm sorry. I have to go back to my room and get ready.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for ditching your work, friends.
Yeah.
That's
Absolutely.
good.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and we'll sign off.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.